This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, well, sure. It's, every position is important. We're going to look at every single position, but certainly different years you look at different positions. We're looking at kickers. I mean, we're looking at a lot of positions. We're looking at every position, but I'd say the kicker position would have been a priority no matter what because, you know, Justin's our kicker. We love him, and I expect him, would have, you know, always expected him to keep going forever, but nobody goes forever. So we've got to look at every position like we do.
That was John Harbaugh earlier today. He spoke to the media around 1 o'clock, and he kind of tied himself into a pretzel talking about the Justin Tucker situation, the future of the kicking position. And we like that cut more than Eric's talking about it because John sort of talked himself in circles there. But they will be looking for a kicker this offseason, I think, is the takeaway.
Sounded enthusiastic about the possibility of drafting a kicker.
Yes.
This isn't the saga continues. And look, the NFL's investigation now gives them sort of cover, and they can kind of say what they said today and go back and hide behind the shield. But there's nothing in previously or now or tomorrow that wouldn't preclude them from moving on from this individual based on what's already widely known about the allegations. They're obviously comfortable with Justin Tucker. They're comfortable with the conversations that they've had personally with him. They're comfortable with the ridiculous statements that he's put out. And they're comfortable having him on their payroll, just like anybody else on their active roster right now, despite what now 16 women across, what, six different businesses?
I think it's eight.
It's eight different businesses, including two that went to the length to bar this super popular face of the franchise athlete from their premises because of what they are telling you his behavior was on more than one occasion. It's not enough for the Ravens standard, despite this nebulous zero tolerance policy. And so, you know, I don't know where it goes. This league moves at a snail's pace when it comes to matters of this significance, especially when his playing status won't be in question in a game that matters for another March, April, May, June, July, August, 6 months.
Well, I just think it's a joke that they're even using the shield as cover. Well, the investigation, we'll see how that... All of what you're saying, you just said, Jason, isn't enough. The 16 women who didn't even know each other all had very similar stories. The longer this goes on, just the more weird and gross you feel about it.
Let's get to football stuff. And these two were both interesting for opposite reasons. So let's start. This was Eric DaCosta talking about potentially bringing back Ronnie Stanley.
Well, Ronnie and I did a deal the last time, so that's great. He and I have a good friendship. We've known each other for a long time. He's got a great agent in Kim Miale. You know, never want to say 100%, but I feel good that we'll have a good, healthy debate, a good process. We're going to meet with Kim in Indy this week, And I'm optimistic that we'll be able to get a deal done.
I don't want to read too much, but it sounds to me like they're getting a deal done with Ronnie Stanley pretty soon.
They certainly seem to think so.
Yeah, because I can't think, and maybe it's happened, but I can't think of a time where Eric, who doesn't like to give up anything, has been so optimistic and forward about a player.
And we thought that he was very optimistic and upbeat about Patrick Ricard, but he's even more so.
Another level.
Yeah. More football.
This certainly wasn't the way they were talking about Lamar Jackson's ongoing negotiations not that long ago.
Or the way they were talking about Ronnie Stanley a month ago.
Yeah. Look, Ronnie Stanley had a chance last year to get a sense of where the market was going to be for him before he agreed to what he agreed to. He has an opportunity now, even though when you're allowed the tamper period hasn't opened yet. And agents are constantly in discussions with people, and they've got a fiduciary obligation to try to let their client know at any moment in time, a snapshot. Here's what I think is out there for you. Here's what I think the interested teams would be. And Ronnie Stanley can do his own comparison analysis, right? And cost benefit of going here, going there. And you don't know for sure until the numbers are truly out there on the open market. But like, I don't think DaCosta would be talking like that.
No.
And he didn't think that there was a pretty good shot that he had a wink-wink with Ronnie Stanley.
And here's the other part, and Bone brought this up earlier. Not everybody's the same. We know now, and we knew this then, Jadeveon Clowney wants every possible dollar he can get on the market. It's quite possible that Ronnie Stanley is comfortable in Baltimore, and if it's close, maybe a little less, but what does comfort cost to Ronnie Stanley?
Like, there's also the specter of the medical records, which everybody here knows they're comfortable enough with it. You know what I mean? Like, you go somewhere else, you do these things that happen in free agency. Mm-hmm. We saw it happen here with the D tackle. Was it Brockers?
Michael Brockers, yeah.
Where, it's a wrap rate flying around the first day of free agency, the first six
hours,
the
COVID
first 18
too, yeah.
hours. You know, then we do the full medical recheck. This is even worse than we thought. Oh, we brought in a third specialist who said, he really doesn't like that ankle. And now you look like damaged goods back out on the open market when you thought 5 days ago you had, an agreed to terms handshake agreement. That's not final until everything's signed. That might be one more sort of thing that's pushing him to bird in hand.
One more from Eric DaCosta, and this one was a little on the opposite tone. Eric DaCosta talking about his tight end room.
Mark is a great player. We're blessed to have three really good tight ends under contract this year. They all contribute in different ways. Their chemistry, their camaraderie, their impact on the offense, the relationship with the other skill guys is great. I mean, Mark's going to go down as one of our great players. He'll be in the Ring of Honor someday. I love having Mark on the team. He's an awesome player. I know he's going to have an amazing season. We'll figure out all the roster machinations over the coming weeks, but I can tell you there's no bigger fan of Mark Andrews than me, and he's been a blessing to have on the team. His leadership, the way he approaches the game, his attention to detail, he's just one of those guys.
It almost sounded like an obituary.
You know what it sounded like as I'm listening to it for the third time today? It's Odell. It's the way he talked about Odell a year ago. One of my favorite guys. Boy, I love him. I'm going to be texting him forever. My kids loved him. Great jersey. But, like, everything's past tense. It sounded like the way he talked about Odell last year.
He's had multiple times to come out and say that Mark Andrews is under contract.
He's a part of our team next year.
He is a part of us in 2020. This isn't an impending free agent.
We all know what the contract is. Yeah. That's plenty. But he gives us plenty of value for what he signed to play for next year. We haven't heard that.
Sounds a lot of past tense stuff.
Sounds like a Raven for life who ain't going to be a Raven for next year.
Nah, that's it almost sounds like his career's over, even though it's not. Coming up next, we got a lot of Raven stuff to talk about. Are you satisfied with John and Eric's statements on Justin Tucker? What do you think about Ronnie Stanley coming back? And what do you think about Mark Andrews possibly not returning? 410-583-1057. We want to hear from the people next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens spoke to the media today. A lot of topics. Justin Tucker, Ronnie Stanley, Mark Andrews, and much more. Also, the
salary cap.
Yeah, they did complain about the cap. 410-583-1057. That is on brand. Orioles played a baseball game today, guys.
Big one. It was a big one.
They had themselves a 4-run eighth inning rally coming back to defeat the Tigers 8-7. A little Orioles magic. Enrique Bradfield Jr. hit a 2-run homer. Yep. Daz Cameron, an RBI base hit. Daz Cameron also had an infield hit, led to another run scoring. Orioles magic.
Daz Cameron showed up last spring training as well.
He did.
He's one of those guys who's gone through waivers like 9,000 times.
Mike Cameron's kid.
Yes. Heston Kerstad, homer, great. Enrique Bradfield, homer, great. O'Neill walked a couple times, great. Adley got game action, great. You know, Jackson Holliday at second base for half a game. I would play Jackson Holliday at second base at least 3 innings every A game, every home game. And some of the close road games too. He's only going to be 21 once.
Like, he needs the reps.
Let's get him as much as we possibly can. Charlie Morton got his first work in as an Oriole. Dominguez and Soto picked up where they left off.
Oh, ouch.
And Ben, can't win them all.
And CNL.
Now
he gave up a run on 2 hits.
And Mean Dean,
the Ginger Warrior, Brian Baker, continues to hump it in there around 100 miles an hour. He's getting a lot of hype.
Brian Baker, the outmaker.
He's getting a lot of hype.
He's getting a lot of hype. A
lot of smoke for Baker.
Hey, this is his time of year.
Are you worried about the machine cooling off?
No, you can't keep the machine down for long.
No, you can't.
There's always tomorrow, Bone.
Yeah, that's 0-2 for the machine today. Yeah, that's sad. Maybe it's because he didn't get the start.
That's That's a good point.
He replaced Jackson Holliday at second base. You gotta let machines start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta keep him.
That's
red.
Kind of insulting. I do want to go back to something you said about the two guys that made their spring debuts today. Adley Rutschman got two at bats, mm-hmm. got a base hit, and Tyler O'Neill had two at bats. He walked both times and scored a run. So I feel like, and obviously this means nothing, but it's good that they played and it's positive from both.
Yeah. I mean, look, this team gets lauded all the time for player development and hitting incubators and all the work they've done. I would say, you know, mixed results on how it's translated to the major league level with obviously Jordan Westberg and Gunnar Henderson being extreme examples of what it can be at its best, and the verdict's still out on some other guys. And I mean, Adley is a 1-1. You know, guy should be pretty good. But what they haven't done, by and large, is get on base enough. And they've been a league average team over the last 2 years getting on base. So I'm here for dudes walking in February, March, hopefully right on through October. I'm not going to say that that's the calling card for O'Neill. It's not. He's here for his power.
I'll take
specifically
walks,
because he can destroy left-handed pitching. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
the on base needs to go up, and also timely hits. The runners in scoring position when they were tops in the majors in 2023, they really fell off a cliff last year, and there's multiple guys that you can point to, not really a ton of clutch hitting overall in the season outside of Jordan Westberg. The timely hits need to come along as well.
Enrique Bradfield Jr. put on some weight this offseason, maybe a little more pop in the bat. He did hit a two-run homer today.
I mean, look, whatever he provides in that regard, I'm not concerned whatsoever. And I'm not concerned about his defense whatsoever. He was playing major league caliber plus defense in college. Can he just get on base enough that the wheels are in motion enough to make him sort of, I'm going to say, like a predatory offensive player? Like, you want him to be preying on these new rules. You want him to be preying on the catcher. You want him to be preying on the pitcher. He's got to get on base to do that. They really reworked his swing. I can remember one of the shows we did from Aberdeen, they had him in BP only swinging like, stopping his swing basically at like 200 degrees instead of wrapping all the way around his body. They were doing a lot of different sort of experiments with him just to keep him putting the ball in play. He's going to have to make enough contact. He's going to have to get on base enough to be an everyday major leaguer. And if he ends up being a fourth or fifth outfielder, so be it. On a team that's built this way, that's not the end of the world either, even for a first-round pick. But this would be a big year for him. I mean, he's in the high minors now. He's going to start a year in the high minors. He's got some dudes in front of him who are still have prospect status, and there's some dudes coming up behind him because they're always drafting college outfielders who have hit tools that they think could project to some elite characteristics at the major league level. He'll be one of the more interesting players to chronicle in the minors this year.
Yeah, and we saw him end the season last year in Bowie, and you obviously watch more minor league baseball than most, Jason. And we had Keith Law on a couple weeks ago, and he seemed pretty bullish about Enrique Bradfield's future in the majors. And when you got 80 speed and 80 yes. defense on the grading scale, that's crazy. But are you bullish on him long term?
I mean, I don't know, Bone. I got to, like, this is, again, I think this is a big year for him.
Will
like,
he hit? That's the...
Just get on base. I mean, I don't even, like, just get
yeah,
on
but
base.
He can't steal first. I mean,
no,
you got to get on
you
base.
You can walk.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to see him not get himself out. Don't, you know, cut down strikeouts. Be selective. Understand your happy zones and understand your strengths and weaknesses. There's so many kids who hit the ball so far. Like, even the whole thing about, oh, he's balked up. Okay. Like, I don't know that that's always the answer. I don't know that that's the best thing in the world for everybody. And they've got so many kids in this organization who they draft because of the TrackMan data and the stat track and all that stuff looks absolutely ridiculous for their age. That why did this team fall apart in the second half last year? Because everybody thought they could hit the ball 500 feet, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, I just hope he stays within himself. Not everybody's got to hit 20 home runs.
Orioles win 8-7. They're at the Pirates tomorrow. We'll keep you updated on that game during the show. Tomorrow we'll be out at the Xfinity Center as Maryland's taking on Michigan State. But coming up next, we head out to Sarasota. One of the newest members of the Inside Access Hall of Fame. He covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us next. And we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. We're joining us now, one of the newest members of the Inside Access Hall of Fame. It is a very important honor. It's Jacob Calvin Meyer. And Jacob, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Congratulations. How do you feel, especially knowing that Jason Lockenford did not vote for you at all in his top six?
Left you off his ballot.
Yeah, you still got in, even though Jason did not vote. The way we work it, it's a weighted 1-6. He did not put you in his six.
I'm here for drama and content. Yeah. It's show content. So sometimes, you know, we all have to bleed a little bit for our art. Yes. Jacob, you understand how that works.
Well, hey, listen, I just have to say, firstly, I'm honored. I would like to thank the committee for putting me on there.
Two-thirds of the committee.
Yeah. I'd also like to thank my family and my wife and my daughter for allowing me to get here. This is a great honor. And also, listen, I understand, Jason, right? There can only be one person with a three-letter name on the show. So JLC, in his mind, is better than JCM.
No, that really had nothing to do with it.
Oh, it did.
Had nothing to do with it. So, knife could cut both ways. There's part of me that thought when the news got down to Florida that your comrades on the beat might have showered you in champagne. But then there's some others who might look at you a little side-eyed because, let's face it, this is an honor that not everybody gets bestowed upon them. Has it changed your life at all in the short term?
Yeah, listen, people are starting to recognize me on the street.
Yes. Okay.
It's causing some consternation on the beat.
My
partner, Matt Ryrick, he looked like he was happy for me. He said all the right things, but I could see behind his eyes that there was a twinge of disappointment. And so, listen, it's when you get to this point and you can be this successful, right?
Yes.
It's tough on the people around you, but it's just the way my life is now.
Yeah.
It's a cross that you bear.
My wife is teasing me across the room right now.
Yeah. Well, Jacob, I saw Matt is holding it down in Sarasota the next couple weeks before you go back down. But what were some of your early observations from being down there earlier?
Well, I just want to note something that happened today. I have a question for you guys. If a player on the Orioles hits a home run, but the team's network doesn't want to spend the money to show it on TV, did the guy actually hit a home run?
Yeah, so like a tree falls in the forest.
I think it's still...
Well, thanks to broadcasters aren't even in Sarasota.
Well, I think a couple of beat guys videotaped it, so technically it's been seen by some.
Okay. To answer the question now. No, listen, it was actually a pretty boring beginning of spring training, which I'm sure the team is happy about. My first 2 years on the beat, you had 2023 where they're coming out of the rebuild and you've got John Angelos being John Angelos during a 45-minute press conference. You had the Grayson Rodriguez trying to make the team and then he doesn't make the team. And then last year you have the Ruben Fine is in process of buying the team and Jackson Holliday does everything he can to make the team and then he's left off. This year it's kind of just like boring and normal and guys are just getting ready and the vibes seem good. And so that's definitely where the team wants it to be. But the biggest questions are still looming, and none of those are going to be answered really until later in the season. Like, is Adley Rutschman going to be back? Like, even if he has a good first half, it was the second half last year where things kind of took a turn. And so that's a question that's going to take a while to answer. And is the team not having an ace, is that really going to bite them? And maybe that's addressed at the deadline and all of those different things. So, but the first 10 days of camp were kind of just boring, and my guess is the team's happy about that.
Talking with Jacob Calvin Meyer, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, let's get to the Adley part. Did he look in shape to you?
Yeah, people love that question.
Yes, I do.
Listen, he looks great. I don't want to make it a habit of talking about what players look like since I'm in the clubhouse. I've never been concerned about Adley's physical conditioning. That does not mean that playing the position does not wear on him. And maybe last year it took more of a toll than in his first 2 years. And perhaps he took that to heart this offseason. And he looks like he's in great shape. More important than that is the fact that I have seen him get base hits against live pitchers to all parts of the field. Mm. And that's really important. I've said this before. The Adley Rutschman that he needs to be that the team needs to get him to be and that fans want to see is the guy that's capable of going 5-for-5 against Boston, where three of those hits were the other way, right? Remember opening day in 23?
Yes.
That's where he needs to be, and we don't need some of this other stuff. I remember seeing him take Adrian Beltre-esque swings where he ends up on his knee last year, and it's just like, that's not who you are. And I don't think it was because he was trying to hit for too much power. I just think it's one of those things where he's really trying to just doing too much, and his swing got long. And so he looks really good at the plate, and that's an encouraging sign for sure.
Obviously, very, very early days, and these are exhibition fake games where they could decide to end it at any given moment if somebody runs out of pitchers or whatever, so I understand that. But it looked to me like Jackson Holliday's internal clock was maybe a little bit more sped up, that maybe he had a little better understanding that just because I'm not playing shortstop anymore doesn't mean I've got to make every routine play at first base, bang, bang.
No, he looks better at second base. You know what it strikes me as, that I think your first year playing a new position, like, even though he can, right, he wasn't a great defensive shortstop. A lot of that might have been because of his arm strength, but he's always been a smooth player. Like, everything he does is just smooth. But last year at second base, it didn't look smooth.
It was choppy.
Yeah, it looked just a little forced, and it looked like he was trying not to make a mistake. And in that way, like, good for him, because he didn't make a ton of mistakes. Like, aside from a play here and there, it's not like he played bad defense at second base. But this year, he just looks more comfortable. He looks very smooth. His feed to second, the way that he's approaching the ball and working through the ball, it looks like he's getting there. And it's always important to remember, he's 21 years old. My guess is, if he can be, at the end of the season, a slightly above average defensive second baseman, I think that puts him well on the way to, in the prime of his career, being a Gold Glove level defender there, which I think would be something that everybody in the organization envisions for him.
Jacob, last week, Brandon Hyde was talking about this team being more aggressive on the base paths, and you can throw Jackson Holliday in it because him, along with the majority of the team, very athletic and can run. Are you expecting this team to steal more bags this season?
Yes and no. Like, I don't think they're going to be up near the top of the league in the stolen base category. Important to note, like, Jorge Mateo is probably not
right
going to play as much as he did last year, so that might hurt the total. But, like, can Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Colton Cowser, Cedric Mullins all steal 20 bases? Like, I think they can. And then you go to the next group. And it's not just the guys that steal bases. It's also, can Tyler O'Neill, Jordan Westberg, and maybe a guy, maybe one or two other guys, can those guys steal 10 bases? Then you're looking at a point where it's, if 7 of the 9 guys in the lineup can take a bag, that's something that the opposing team really has to consider. It makes your offense better. What Brandon Hyde said about maybe why some of the younger guys weren't taking off as much last year is, it's understandable. If you're young, you kind of don't want to take the risk and make a mistake, especially in the second half of the season where the offense is struggling the way it is. Imagine if you're Jackson Holliday and you're 1 for your last 18, you finally get on base and you decide to take off and you get thrown out. You know, you're probably not going to put yourself in that type of position. Whereas this year, I think from Hyde's comments and the way that they're looking at things, some of these guys are gonna have more of a green light to be aggressive on the base paths.
Jacob, it seems like this roster, unless there are injuries, is kind of set for heading north. But give me an under the radar guy that you think that nobody's really thinking about.
Machine.
Could the machine? Who says somebody that could make this team that we're not thinking about?
You guys want a name that's going to make you go crazy?
Is it Brian Baker?
It's Brian Baker. Listen, he doesn't have options remaining.
Yeah.
And it takes one injury. I think if there's an injury to a reliever, specifically a right-handed reliever, or even if Felix Bautista, they want to give him an extra 10 days, Brian Baker makes a ton of sense to just be on the team for the beginning of the year, and then he's going to start his Mike Bauman tour where he plays for 4 or 5 teams this year. Right. Mm-hmm. And because he is one of those fringe guys, and he's going to get passed around unless he either goes one of the other two directions. If he comes out and dominates and the Orioles say, hey, we got to keep this guy, which I don't know how likely that is. Or if he just completely tanks, which I don't find that to be likely either, because he has been relatively effective at times in his big league career. So I think that's the name that's most likely. There's a couple of others. Like, if you had to pick a starting pitcher, Cade Povich can work his way onto this roster. I don't know how, but it's like, if he pitches the rest of spring the way he did last September, they might just try to find a way. And I don't know what that looks like, but it could just be like, hey, a guy like has like a tiny, like a tiny bit of bicep soreness, and like, we're going to throw him on the IL so that we can get Cade Povich. And you know, if there's an outfielder, I'd probably say Dylan Carlson, but that's not extremely likely. But if I had to pick one guy, it would be Brian Baker, just because of the fact that he doesn't have options left.
That's why he's an IA Hall of Famer. It's Jacob Calvin Meyer covering the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Congratulations. Congratulations once again, man. Thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Pleasure. You're more than worthy.
Yeah. We will come back, get the text of the day, preview a big show live from the Xfinity Center tomorrow, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, quickly, we gave Bone an assignment. Well, we put it out to the people. We have a poll.
Bone an assignment.
Your next Bone Work assignment is?
Go to a speed dating event. That was the runaway winner, 55.8%. Take a pottery class, and the other three could still happen at some point.
I think
take a pottery class, 21.5%. Crash a college lecture, 11.6%. Play in a college band, which I think would be the hardest of the four. That is 11%. But go to a speed dating event was the runaway.
Hey, marching bands all of a sudden got more interesting.
You go to a Towson game, you dress like they dress. You say, I'm an alum. Can I bang the cymbals and the drums a little bit? The student section's right there. It's right behind the goal.
I don't want to make a mock.
You want me to? I'm going to be there Thursday for the William and Mary Towson game. Do you want me to start making some advances for you? Do you want me to represent? Can I go as your de facto agent and start representing when you will be a part of the band?
And I'll just say this: marching bands have gotten a whole lot more interesting to me in the last week. So So you, I think you should check out what's going on there.
Yeah.
So it
might work for you on multiple levels.
Yes, exactly.
Might kill two birds with one stone.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Let's get the text of the day.
One simple
check. 1-2. Check.
Text of the Day is sponsored by Orsman Automotive. Driven by OrsmanCars.com, your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. Text of the Day comes from John in Timonium, who says, guys, I don't think the Ravens will draft a kicker. They didn't draft Tucker. They'll bring in 2 to 3 guys for a competition.
Oh, we talked about that earlier. Like, it's not a cinch.
They've got to evaluate draft-eligible kickers to be in position to sign to the – I agree. Was it John?
John.
I agree with John. They're going to sign multiple of them, and I don't think they'll invest a whole lot of draft capital in them. Although, if they took one in the 6th or 7th round, and the guy turns out that he's even a decent kicker, that's incredible value.
Yes, and they're probably going to have a 12th pick because they're going to trade Mark Andrews. So they're going to have they're going to have 12 picks.
They have a plethora.
Yes,
unless they do one of those, you know, they love a good Twitch Andrews with a 7, and we flop 7s this year
to a 3.
We give you a 7th to be named later. Yeah. No, they ain't getting a 3. They're still only getting a 4, but they get something else. You know, you move around in rounds. They love that stuff.
Yeah, pick swaps.
Oh, that's sexy.
Yeah. By the way, nobody loves my marching band jokes more than Ben Hall. Beltway Ben, every time I've mentioned that, he gets the biggest kick out of me.
Well, I know what button to press.
Yeah.
Even more than that.
It cracks me up a lot. Yesterday, the Steve Smith is good too. But yesterday was the first time I've not really been able to get the readout for text of the day.
Hey, he was.
Yeah,
his elbows up.
Yeah,
that's why you notice. And then big Beltway Ben Hall. He's showing up at College Park. So right? There's a lot. All this stuff's happening behind the scenes. Yeah. He knows. I got to show up on that turf. I got to put some FaceTime in.
I think he's C-58.
Because if somebody's pushing Popo out, Beltway Ben, it might as well be you. You can't get beat to that punch.
No, you cannot. Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show? Big show will be live at the Xfinity Center. Yes.
We are going to be live at the Xfinity Center.
All of us.
From 2 to 5:30, and then we'll stick around to cover the game, of course. But Greg Manning Jr. is going to be joining us inside the Maryland Club. Tim Murray will get best bets, maybe One of Tim's best bets is Maryland covering that 3.5-point spread. And Maryland's AD Damon Evans joining us in person as well.
By the way, it should be an electric crowd at the Xfinity Center tomorrow.
Boom, sell out. Take your shirt off, man.
It's a you can't really do that. You couldn't really do that on the... in the press area. Nah, but you could just go one section over, though. Yes. We're just right in the stands. You could go one section over and take your shirt off.
That's a good point.
I'm working. I can't do that.
You could.
Well, let me add, if they win, are you going to storm the court?
No, but Gigi probably will. Nah. I'm too old for that stuff, but he likes it.
I didn't know it was going to be
Beltway
on my bingo card.
Beltway Ben will.
If they weren't very good, I would, but I don't want them to, like...
You don't storm the court.
This is a better team than Michigan State. I'm saying it right now. I don't care.
Wow.
This is a better basketball team than
Chess.
And Izzo's going to really frustrate me, Mark. He's going to be whining. I'm not a big Izzo guy.
Me neither.
I am not an Izzo guy. He is absolutely a blue blood.
And he kind of blew the show off.
Yeah, well, yeah. You dropped the ball, Bob.
You slow played that?
No, I didn't slow. I have another idea of why he blew the show off.
Doesn't like ball.
Guess what? He's banned.
He just got wishes. Wow.
Nah, if he wants to come on Thursday and break the game down afterwards, we'll squeeze him in.
We'd be appreciative.
We do have a pretty busy Thursday.
Yeah, Friday.
We'd make room for that blue blood.
Yeah, we have a busy Friday, too, but we'll take Tom Izzo anytime he wants to give us his time. That is it for us. Infinity Sports Radio coming up next.
Baylor Cincinnati.
That's at 7, I think, yes.
Tonight, it's here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's now.
Yeah, just stay tuned. Lock in.
Slow build for that
lock
one.
In. Is that Big 12? Is that Big 12, Baylor, Cincinnati? Yeah.
You got any action on that one, Beltway Ben?
I don't, but I will be listening on the Odyssey app.
Damn Skippy.
Very nice. Xfinity Center tomorrow. Xfinity Center, sorry. That will be there tomorrow at 2 here on The Fan.